it is indeed one in six deaths globally, with actually 8.8 million people dying, most of them in low and middle income countries, and 14 million is the number of people who are diagnosed every year with cancer. So it is a huge amount of people that are affected by this terrible disease.
It seems that every day we hear about someone getting diagnosed with cancer. Why are there so many cases nowadays compared to the past?
Well, the population is growing, the population is aging, and also we have a lot of risk factors all around us with air pollution, tobacco, alcohol consumption, some viruses. There's a lot of different risk factors for cancer which as our population is aging, play a more and more important role.
One of the suggestions that WHO is making is to have early cancer diagnosis to save lives. Would this be possible in developing countries where the health services are not there?
Yes, to a certain extent, it will certainly be possible. Of course, in some countries, when there is really no possibility for a good diagnosis and treatment, it may not be working. But in most countries, there is a possibility. There is a health system that can detect and treat at least some forms of cancer. What we are calling for is three main streams of activity. First, make the public more aware of the different cancer systems and encourage people, when they have those symptoms, to present themselves to a health facility to seek diagnosis. The second big area, making sure that when people present themselves to the health system, those are equipped with the necessary equipment for the diagnosis and the health personnel is trained to recognize cancer. And the third is to make sure that when people present themselves, there can be also access to safe and effective treatment, because if people know that there's no point to go because they can't be diagnosed and treated, then they will not come, of course. So it's really about making the people aware of the symptoms, equipping the health system and training the health workers, and making sure there is the possibility for treatment.
The organization also recommends reducing the need for people to pay for care out of their own pockets. What suggestions does WHO have to remedy this?
Well, there's a big issue around the cost of cancer treatment. They are among the most expensive drugs. And to a certain extent, this can be justified because they are the result of complicated research. But we need to make sure that those prices are as reasonable as possible and that they don't make treatments out of reach. Sometimes the margins are too high, the profits are too high for some companies. Sometimes the different intermediaries between the company, the production, and the arrival to the patient make too big margins. So there are efforts that can be made to reduce prices, and there needs to be a dialogue between the government and the pharmaceutical company.
Are there some countries that are actually trying to do this?
Yeah, there are countries like India, Brazil, for example, who are really looking at trying to decrease prices to make them more affordable. Of course, there's also the whole issue of making sure people have insurance, health insurance, and thereby are covered to obtain reimbursement for some of the cancer.
One of the aims of SDG 3 is to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Countries have agreed to a target of reducing premature deaths from cancers and other non-communicable diseases by one-third by 2030. Do you feel that the world is on the right path?
It was a major development that countries did take the step of declaring this such an important development issue, because it was not on the development agenda before. But yes, much more efforts are needed if we are to achieve those targets. We need to accelerate action in many different fronts in terms of the national plans, having to include those issues in terms of training of personnel, in terms of access to medicines. The entire chain of the health system needs to be strengthened in order to respond better to NTDs.
And if we talk specifically about Africa, what do you feel African countries can start doing right now to help people who have cancer get treatment?
As I said, there are three main streams of work that need to be worked on. We need to make sure that people are more aware of the symptoms. There needs to be a strong health system in terms of trained personnel and equipment to diagnose, and there needs to be access to the treatment. That means, of course, having also strategies in place and having data collection systems. Cancer registries are extremely important to know how big the problem really is in each of the countries and what the specific cancers are that are more prevalent, because that varies from region to region.
And what cancers are more prevalent in Africa?
the lung cancers are important, the liver cancers, colorectal. I mean, some of the major global cancers are also very prominent in Africa.
Is there
breast cancer and cervical cancer are also important cancer, where a lot can be done about in terms of early diagnosis and treatment. Another issue that's important for Africa is cancers among children. Although they are not very frequent, their treatment is actually quite affordable, and should they be diagnosed on time and medicines be available, we could save a lot of children from cancer in Africa.